working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of the legendary Nat King Cole with our special guest, Lonnie McFadden. Dr. Pearl offers Rush Limbaugh some sage advice, and we find out what gives Lonnie the blues. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, what a wonderful night. We've got a great show for y'all. You're going to love this one.
We do have an excellent one. You doing all right, Pete?
Except for the gas prices, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, I don't know how people can afford to go anywhere.
It's brutal.
But I have a good note for you here, sir. Something you will appreciate.
Okay.
The guys in Sweden, they have complained that words like love and joy weren't printed on chocolates they gave to their girlfriends.
Huh.
Yeah. But I wonder, is a girl who stops to read her chocolates really in the mood?
It's always worked for me. But how about this one, Pearl? A survey found that 1 in 5 U.S. workers admits to posting pics in a college basketball pool. Rick Santorum says this proves he can increase productivity 20%. By eliminating colleges.
Now here's a sad story. After 244 years, the Encyclopedia Britannica will not be available in printed edition. If you wonder why, well, look it up on Wikipedia.
Well, there's nothing sad about this tune. Recorded by the Nat King Cole Trio back in the 40s, here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with their own version of Poinciana. Thank you. This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of the renowned singer and pianist, Nat King Cole. Born Nathaniel Adams Cole in Montgomery, Alabama, Nat's family moved to Chicago when he was 4 years old. Cole began studying the piano at the age of 12, eventually learning not only jazz and gospel music, but the European classicals as well. He got his professional start playing clubs and theater gigs in the Windy City.
While on tour with UB Blake's Review, Shuffle Along, Cole landed in Long Beach, California, where he eventually formed the original Nat King Cole Trio. He had his first vocal hit with his own composition, Straighten Up and Fly Right, recorded for a brand new company called Capitol Records in 1943.
Nat King Cole went on to record a string of hits for Capitol, including The Christmas Song, Nature Boy, Mona Lisa, and Unforgettable, just to name a few. He became the first African-American to host a nationally televised variety show when The Nat King Cole Show debuted on NBC TV in 1956.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Nat King Cole made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great vocalist and instrumentalist. That would be our special guest and friend, Lonnie McFadden.
Wow, thank you.
Welcome back to the show, Lonnie.
Thank you.
I think we also have to find a guy with a good smile. And we got one.
Okay.
Now, when we bring you on the show, we're talking about Nat King Cole. And who was Nat to a younger Lonnie McFadden?
Wow, he was the man. He still is the man. I mean, the way he sang was so lyrical, and it was so smooth. I mean, you know, you close your eyes and listen to Nat. Well, I can't tell you what I'm saying, but it's all good. It's all good. He helps to create the mood for sure.
So he was an influence, to say the least.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, why does this guy still stand out after all these years among all the vocalists that we've heard? This guy still stands out. He still has a presence.
I think the biggest thing with him and all great vocalists is that he told the story. I think if you're a singer and you don't tell the story, you're not doing your job.
Absolutely. Well, we're not gonna hold you up from telling your story here any longer. Joe, what tunes are we gonna start with?
Well, of course, we have to do, at some point, this song, because this is undoubtedly Nat King Cole's most recognizable hit, and written by Irving Gordon. Here's Lonnie to sing Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. Why, how the thought of you does things to me never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way and forevermore. That's how you'll stay, and that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Thank you. unforgettable in every way and forevermore. That's how you'll stay, and that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, the first letter is from Sarah in Alaska. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm madder than a mama grizzly with PMS about this HBO movie Game Change. My husband Todd thinks Julianne Moore looks hotter than me. So I took my shotgun to his widescreen TV." You betcha. You know they made John McCain look smart? Hell, that old coot can't even remember how many houses he has. You know, that movie put the B.O. in HBO. Dr. Pearl, what can I do to make people stop talking about it?
Wow, really? You're that upset over this whole thing?
Oh, she's real upset.
A mama grizzly bear on PMS, that's an image nobody needs to see, Sarah. That's all I'm saying. I can't help you with this. Here we go. Game Changer is a problem. You say the movie stinks. Julian makes Todd horny. He tingles when she winks. So stop complaining. It makes you look uncouth. Jack Nicholson was right again. You can't handle the truth.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
a game that two can play?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
start working on this idea right away.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
darling, do a film about Tina Fey. Put down that shotgun.
Okay, the next letter is from Rush in Palm Beach. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I didn't mean to call that Sandra lady a prostitute and a slut.
Yeah, you did.
It was an accident, you know, a Sandra fluke." Get it? I'm an entertainer. Hey, did you hear the one about the Kenyan and the Muslim? Oops, sorry again. Am I giving you a headache?
Yes.
Yeah, try taking an aspirin. Just hold it between your knees. Sorry again. Dr. Pearl, can you help me stop saying nasty things? And if not, would you be my sponsor?
Wow, Rush, so much to say to you. But with a brain that's so simple in your head, I don't have the time. You have a lot of nerves, and you need a lot of help, sir. I'm gonna give you what I got. Take this advice. Live with it. Your boss is nervous. Your ratings are going south. Though I kind of like the new Limbaugh with both feet in his mouth.
Yes.
You talk about prostitutes working the streets and getting paid. I'm sure you know all about it because it's the only way you ever get ratings.
Dr. Pearl.
Who knew your ego could get fatter?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Ratings drop, sponsors scattered.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Well, looky there, size does matter. Maybe a little. little Viagra can help you get it back up.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up. Your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got problems, no matter how little they are, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're having a good time, stick around. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Nat King Cole, we celebrate the birthday this week of Broadway composer John Kander. Born right here in Kansas City, Kander began his showbiz career as a rehearsal pianist for West Side Story. He began composing dance music for shows like Gypsy and Irma LaDuce. And in 1962, Kander met lyricist Fred Ebb, who would become his lifelong collaborator, creating some of the most successful Broadway shows and pop standards in music history.
Kander and Ebb got their first break when a young Barbra Streisand recorded two of the duo's songs, My Coloring Book and I Don't Care, in 1965. They opened their first Broadway show, Flora the Red Menace, starring Liza Minnelli. Kander went on to work with Liza, Cheetah Rivera, and dozens of great vocalists, penning the music for many, many of the shows, including the musicals, Cabaret, and Chicago.
Now here's Netter to sing a John Kander, Fred Ebb tune from the Academy Award-winning film version of their musical Chicago, All That Jazz.
I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. All that jazz, start that car. I know a whoopee spot. The gin is cold, but the piano player's hot. It's just a noisy howl where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Bye. gonna blow the blues. All that jazz, hold on, hon. We're gonna bunny hug a buffalo mask, burning down that United Drive. We'll take a part and get a brand new start to do that jazz.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Jeremy Lin had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
March Madness is upon us, so it's time to fill your bracket. College hoops are happening. Everybody fill your bracket. Then hide from your supervisor while you're wasting time to track it.
Romney wooed the Southerners. You know, he thought he was a hit. He was working Alabama, y'all. He was full of biscuits and cheesy grits. Well, it wasn't Southern hospitality, just a steaming pile of mitt.
Some think Obama's a commie or a socialist.
hippie. But if you think he's a Muslim, you must live in Mississippi.
When I say a team's my favorite, it guarantees they're gonna lose.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from losing the news.
Well, here's Lonnie McFadden to sing and play trumpet on one of Nat King Cole's biggest hits, L-O-V-E.
L is for the way that you look at me. O is for the only one I ever see. Now, darling, V is so very, very extraordinary. E, that's even more than anyone that you adore is love. That's all I want to give to you. It's got to be love. It's more than just a game. Two in love will make it. Take my heart, please don't you break it. 'Cause love was made for me and you. Yeah. Oh.
you look at me. Oh, it's for the only one I ever seem to see. My darling V is so very, very extraordinary. E, that's even more than anyone that you adore. I'd be tap dancing if they hit a floor, but that's what I came to give to you. Gotta be love. It's more than just a game for two. Two in love will make it. Take my heart, please don't you break it. Love was made for me and you. Oh, love was made for me and you.
Yeah. Oh. Rodney McFadden, everybody. Now we're at that time of the show where I'm usually up here with David Bassi, and he's way out in L.A., being all cool, but he'll be back next week. You can be sure of that. Besides John Kander and Nat King Cole, we celebrate the birthday of pianist and band leader Gene Golke, who led the Victor Recording Orchestra from 1924 to 1929. Happy birthdays go out to four great piano players: Brazilian Eliane Elias, Johnny Guarneri, who played with Benny Goodman, and Artie Shaw. Lenny Tristano, who influenced Herbie Hancock and Bill Evans, and the star of Public Radio's Piano Jazz, Mary Ann McPartland. Two great jazz guitarists, Bill Frisell and George Benson, and a happy birthday to keyboard master Harold Mayburn, as well as Bob Mover. It all happened this week in jazz. And if you're having a good time, stay close. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Pete, yep. I have to admit, I can't get all that jazz out of my head. John Kander's musical Chicago really relates to what's going on today.
Oh, you mean because it's about scandals, lies, and sleazy politicians?
Mm-hmm.
It's just another Wednesday night on Fox News, Pearl.
Socialist born in Kenya too. Just talk trash.
Obama's Muslim pals, they want to bury you.
Just talk trash.
Take the pill and you're a prostitute. Send Rush the videotape so he can share with Newt.
They call this right-wing wit, but they're all full of shh. They just talk trash. Rick Santorum vomited to JFK and all that trash. Derek Bell's a racist, so says Hannah Tay. More talk trash. Obama
it's just the nightly news. If you're a bit confused, they just talk trash.
Well, Charlie Chaplin wrote it. Nat King Cole recorded it. Now here's Lonnie McFadden to sing it. Smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile. Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile. Through your fears and sorrows, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever, ever so near, smile. What's the use in crying? Smile every day. Keep on trying. You'll see that life is still worthwhile every day when you just smile.
about that Lonnie McFadden?
Oh, with his smile.
Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bad? Who hopped his only horn so he could play the rap? Who's fitted all the fast women in blues? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is yous.
That's right. We're going to find out what gives our guest Lonnie McFadden the blues.
Oh, well.
Okay, Lonnie, here comes the tough questions. And then we're going to make up a blues about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
That's right.
A fine choice.
No.
He's from Kansas City. What's your favorite food?
I like Italian.
Oh, manja, manja.
Who would you like to most meet at a party?
Barack Obama.
Wow, oh, see.
Sounds like a pretty swinging party. What's your favorite sound in the world?
My wife, Myra's voice.
Aww.
It's true, it's true.
Shout
That's
out
sweet.
To Myra.
That's sweet. What's your favorite sports team?
Okay, don't hit the New York Yankees. I love
the Yankees.
I like
the Yankees. Cool. Cool. I got you.
If you had to pick one musician, who would it be, your favorite?
If I could only pick one, it would have to be Charlie Parker.
Cool.
Stated by a true Kansas Cityan.
And where do you want to retire?
Viva Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Wow.
Okay, I'm loving this. New York Yankees from Kansas City retire in Vegas. Yep. Covering the map. Now for the most important question here, Lonnie. What gives you the blues?
People that complain.
Oh, the negativity.
No, I hate that answer.
Sorry.
Man, okay, I guess we'll do that one. All right, Pearl, get us started.
All right, here we go. For Mr. Lonnie McFadden. Charlie Parker's music, it's the best he's ever heard, yeah.
That's right.
Lonnie pays attention to every note played by the bird.
Right.
But you won't find him in the doghouse. He prefers his wife's Myra's spoken word.
Come on.
Take Lonnie out to dinner. He'll get Italian anything. Fettuccine Alfredo. Ooh, that's what makes McFadden sing. Forget about a doggy bag. This man will manja everything.
Lonnie's a hometown hero from Kansas City, just like Jason Sudeikis.
Wow.
But he's gonna retire elsewhere, probably like Jason Sudeikis. But like they say, what McFadden's in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Come on!
Complainers make Lonnie angry. He sees him every place.
I know what you mean.
Now if Lonnie was in charge here, he'd send them all to outer space. So don't complain to Lonnie, or he'll tap dance on your face.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hopped his favorite horn so he could play the rent?
Let's give it up for Lonnie McFadden and his blues.
Wow.
Alright, here's Lonnie to join the band on Bobby Troop tune that Nat King Cole made famous, Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best, and get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A., going more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66, where you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City's oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, St. Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this tip next time you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, St. Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66, or you can unwind down on Highway 69. Hey, get your kicks on Route 66.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes, and Brett Schlegel, well, she uploads the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.